Welcome to episode one of What the Ruck.
What the Ruck. The place you're going to
come. There you are.
There I am. Am I back? All right. Am I now welcome
to What the Ruck? Okay, we got it.
We're good now. All right.
We're good.
So we're on our first episode ever of What the Ruck. And we are super excited because this podcast may not have been the longest in coming. I mean, it hasn't been a whole year since we've thought about doing this podcast, but it also hasn't been a short amount of time.
Right.
So we're super excited to finally get this thing off the ground. And yeah, so what's the purpose of What the Ruck podcast?
Well, we are two Americans who love rugby, and we want other people to love it in America.
Because loving rugby in America would be so fun. It's so fun, and we are excited to help people understand a little bit about what's going on with rugby. We too are learning ourselves.
Yes.
So every weekend, every time we watch a rugby game, I think we learn something new.
Yes, definitely.
Which doesn't really, it doesn't really speak to our intelligence. It speaks to the complexity of the rugby game, is how I.
But I feel like everybody learns new things because everybody is shouting things out and learning along with us.
Along with us. And, you know, so yeah, we are two Americans. Rugby does have a little bit of a different reputation in other parts of the world. And I really do feel like sometimes it's hard for us to really find that person that has the best amount of knowledge when we're trying to figure out all the things that are going on. So we've had a lot of fun meeting people, asking questions, figuring out. So yeah, we're super excited to get this podcast off the ground and kind of help these states understand how fun rugby is and what a great sport it is.
Yeah. So every time I talk about rugby to somebody in my daily life or in America, they always ask me, why rugby? Is it like football? Is it like soccer? What is the draw for it? Why do you like it? So what would you say to that? People ask you that? I feel like that's what people always say to me.
Yeah.
Why rugby?
Right. And my first exposure to rugby was up at our local club that we have over here. And we're a sports family. We watch all the sports. And, you know, sports in America right now can be a little bit of a bummer. There's a lot going on in the sports world that when we came across rugby and we go watch this game, I mean, it was so fast paced. There was a lot going on that I didn't understand. And then there was just these men just like hit each other. They just tackle and then they pop back up and they do it again. And it was just
for 80 minutes.
80 minutes. And there's no timeouts. And there's nobody, I mean, there are people sometimes rolling around on the ground in pain, but the med guy just comes like, hey, get up. You got to move.
Yeah, anyway, the game doesn't stop. They're bleeding. It doesn't stop.
Nope. Mm-mm. And so I just had the best time. And you got to be there that night too. So we both kind of got exposure to it at the same time. And we started walking down the road to rugby.
Yeah, I think it's such a fun game and it's full on, like you said, contact in a whole different way. I've watched football forever, all of my life. I've still been learning football, watching my husband and everything. And I feel like rugby is so fast paced and you cannot look away. You can't get up. And, you know, not pay attention like you kind of can in football, I feel like. It's crazy and it's so fun to watch. And I think the more that you learn about it, or the more I've learned about it, all of the traditions, all of the history, it's really cool. It's such a cool sport. And in other countries, it is just held up so highly. They love it because of the traditions, I think, too, because of what it means to their country. So
yep,
it's so fun.
It is so fun. And the other thing too, I think that if you are listening to the podcast and as you're starting to get to know the two of us, we are grateful to live in the United States of America, but we also have a large heart for everywhere but here. So,
yes, we do.
So getting to travel and going to get exposed to places across the way that have been years and years in rugby has been something that we've got to experience and look forward to. So, and I think really just our purpose of doing this podcast is just to help America understand what a great sport rugby is, and for us to laugh and have some fun with it along the way, because we do have a big thing coming to America in a few years. So tell us what's coming.
The World Cup is coming in to America. It's coming in 2031. I think we might have to check that to make sure that's right. But we really, you know, we got into rugby. We were watching it. We've traveled a couple of places to see it, but we really got into it during the World Cup back in the fall. So yes. It was so – that really helped me to learn a lot, because you got to see all of the teams, all of the national teams that qualified to be there, and learn who the biggest names are in the world for rugby.
Right.
And so that's coming to America, and we want our fellow Americans to be excited about it.
We want to represent.
Yes,
because there will be if they travel like they did for 2023's World Cup, we'll have quite a few people coming over here to America.
Yes,
and just like they showed Paris was where the World Cup was here in 2023. If we can show them a good time coming over to America, I know that our USA team is going to be working super hard to be included in that cup. So it's going to be so much fun to watch as we're building towards this World Cup and seeing what's happened. So, you know, another, and to be honest, like if you were to say, so what's another goal of your podcast? Quite honestly, and I know I speak for Anna, because we haven't even said our names yet. I'm Kelly. That's Anna. Our goal is to get to the World Cup for free. So whoever
every game, all of them,
and meet every team and every player. Because also, Anna, what would be the other thing that drew us to rugby?
I mean, it might be that the players are not too shabby to look at and to watch.
And, you know, right here in America, we you can't get away from football. Yeah. You can't see their faces. They got lots of things on. Rugby's a little different.
No equipment. Mm-mm. You're wearing just the jersey and the shorts, and they're going after it.
Yep. And one of the fun things we hope to do on the podcast is, you know, every now and then you get a full moon. There's a full mooning that occurs. So we're looking forward to highlighting those when they happen, and we can all rate it and see how that one went. But, you know, there's a lot of reasons that we love rugby. That one definitely falls within the top two. So
yes. And I would say that everywhere that we have gone, we have seen, or everywhere that we've gone to watch rugby, we've seen that whether it's here to our local team or wherever we've traveled, that it's really like a community. You can find, it's kind of small. There's a ton of people, but it really is small. Here at our local club, everybody kind of is acquainted with each other. I feel like when we traveled to Utah, there was a big rugby community there. And then when we went overseas, I mean, people were coming to watch the game and there was a huge community there. So I kind of feel like maybe our podcast will be our little community.
Heck yeah. Can't wait to see it grow and then who all gets in it. So just kind of like what's happening in the rugby world right now, as we go through the podcast, break it down, all those kind of things. Right now, we're, if you go to the big scale, big picture of rugby, we have what's called the Six Nations going on. That is Six Nations over in Europe that they play every year. It's the best of the best from each country. So that's one of the things that's going on right now. Locally here in the States, All of the national leagues here in rugby have started. So I think they're going to be in about week two, or they'll be in week three this next weekend. So they're all getting started and going. So that's kind of the climate we got for rugby right now and what we can be watching. So
and the Olympics is coming this summer, where you can watch sevens, which is an different, I don't know what they would call it.
Version, I would like
to watch it.
I feel like, okay, so all of, I don't know if all of us, but if you are a sport, if you pay a little attention to sports, our ESPN or watch anything like that, there's talk of, we got our PGA, right? And we've got our LIV Golf now. We have these big splits. So in my opinion, when you talk about rugby, regular rugby, and then what we call our sevens rugby, I would like to think of it as regular rugby is like the PGA. We've got all the rules. We all act a certain way. And then we have the sevens, which is like your LIV Golf, where it's just rugby, but louder.
Yes.
And people, I mean, I can't, Anna and I have not been to a sevens tournament yet, but we will be. Yes. It's on our books.
That's a new goal.
Yep, new goal. But just the atmosphere and the so much fun at these sevens, and it's just very different from rugby union, which we'll get into that as we break down on this podcast. But yes, so we got the Olympics coming up this summer in Paris, and that's gonna be a blast. Can't wait to see that.
Yeah.
And America's got a pretty good little sevens team. So
yes, they do.
Women's and men's. So something that we'll break that down and show everybody who to pay attention to there. But when we think about the fun things that we see in rugby, you know, how would we hook somebody in to watching it? What would you say is one of the funnest things you see going on in a rugby game?
I feel like what I have told people, if they want to really get into rugby, is number one, just pick a team. Just pick a team that you can watch, that you're, you know, that's active, and say, okay, I'm going to commit to this team. I'm going to get to know who the players are. Mm-hmm. And because I feel like that is good for me whenever I have a team to root for. I'm choosing them, maybe because their team, all the players are really nice looking. Maybe that's why I chose it, but it doesn't matter. You pick your team, you get to know who the players are. And I feel like that helped me to be in it because I knew them. I knew their names. I bought their jersey with their number on it. But then, you know, you are able to cheer for them and you're watching what they're doing and what their position requires of them. And I feel like that's the best way is you pick a team, and we happen to pick a national team that we wanted to follow, the Blues, France.
Blues.
But then even in that, once we really got interested and started to watch, then, I mean, we root for other teams too. Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, you choose your team, and you just commit, kind of like football in America. I mean, a lot of people just choose to follow a team based on where they live or what family they marry into or whatever.
What their team looks like.
Maybe that's the reason, and that's okay. Maybe
that's why some of us rooted for the San Francisco 49ers this year.
Yeah. I mean, that's okay. There's no judgment here.
There's no judgment at What the Ruck. yeah, and we'll be highlighting some of that too, because not only are we America's rugby number one fans, we are also avid book readers. So every team has a main character, and we'll they be do. Sure to point that out for our.
That was one of my questions for you today.
Oh, do ask what?
Who is your main character in rugby, or in athletic terms, that would be who's your favorite player?
Yes. Who's my? Oh, okay. So my main character in rugby, are we going to have the same one? Do I need to like branch off and find?
Okay, but let's talk about this first, because Kelly chose a main character and then he didn't get to play after she chose him.
So I chose a main character. He's on my jersey, Romain Ntamack. Mm-hmm. And he's a 10. He plays for France in the national team, and he also plays for Toulouse in France. I was a fan. I was a big fan. And however the world works, since I chose him as my main character, he got removed.
Because he got hurt.
He blew out his knee. In American terms, that's not how they say it in Europe. But anyway, he blows out his knee, and he's sitting on, I mean, I remember it. He's sitting on the pitch. He's like, ooh, my leg hurts. And the guy's like, okay. And he like stands up and he hobbles off of that. And he didn't even, anyways, he's a strong main character. Mm-hmm. Everyone don't worry. He's back at practice. It's been about 9 months now.
He's making a comeback.
He is at practice. We're hoping he starts playing in April. I don't know if he'll show up back up on the national team, but he'll be playing for his club team. So that was a long story. But
who's your main character now?
Okay, so right, I needed a new one. And lo and behold, France pitches me up another one. His name is Charles Olivon. Anyways, legit main character. You got the chiseled jawbone, and anyways,
I feel like we could name him the main character of rugby.
He checks a lot of boxes. All of them, maybe. And he's giant.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, okay. So that's my main character. And main characters, there's a lot. There's quite a few.
Oh,
so
for sure.
We're just starting here. These are our the first ones. But so have you got any other main characters for your?
Well, I mean, Charles is the number one. And a close second to him, I'm going to say, is Robbie Henshaw from Ireland. He is just, I mean, main character quality.
Main character vibe.
Yeah.
So anyways, plays for Ireland. Look them up. We'd love to hear what you think.
Yes. Tell us your main characters.
Yeah, your main character is your main character. I mean, yeah, are we going to paint a picture of what we think a main character is? For sure. But, you know, like we said, this is the world of rugby.
Oh.
And there's lots of options for main characters.
There are many options.
There are.
All right. Okay, let's tell them how the podcast came about. Because I feel like this is a fun story.
Okay.
You want me of to traveling to see a game. So we went. We watched our local team. Kelly You won the tickets.
I bid on the first game. Yeah. We were at an auction and I bid on this thing called the Sabercats. Rugby, why not?
Yes. So we go, we watch it, we had so much fun, and then we start kind of looking into all of these rugby teams and get into it. Mm-hmm. So then we find out that a team out of France, the Stade Toulousain, that's probably not how you say it, but they were traveling to America to play our USA team, like just a special match, I guess, that they decided to do.
That's
who my, right. That's this who was during the World Cup.
No, right? This was before a World Cup.
Before the World Cup. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we travel there to go watch them, and we might have snuck into the stadium.
Yeah.
When we weren't supposed to be there.
There's some loose rules around rugby stadiums.
Yeah.
If you get there early enough.
Yes. So, but what was your impression of the game?
Okay. So first off, and you've already brought up the rugby community, but people are just so friendly. And I mean, you know, Anna and I, we have a lot of experience with college football. So is it different from that kind of environment? Maybe a little bit. I mean, there may be, they seem a little more friendly in the rugby.
Yes, I think so too.
But everyone talks to you, everyone you meet is so friendly and asks questions. And so we just really got to hook up with some great people who were gracious enough to let us ask questions, try and figure it out. So when we were in, first of all, if you need to go to a beautiful setting to watch rugby, Utah is a wonderful place.
Yes,
to do that. And they're the Utah Warriors out there is the stadium we were at. But we were watching the USA Eagles national team playing. So it was so fun. And it was so fun to see them with our eyeballs because, like, on the TV, right, you're like, oh, yeah, those guys look big. And then those are big guys. And it's just, it was so fun. We loved it.
It was. We went, it was really quick. We went, we saw the game.
Quick turnaround.
We talked to so many people because at that point we understood like even less than we do now, which is not a ton, but we understood less then. And people were so nice to us. And it was such a great experience that we were in the airport and we decided that we've got, why do other people not know about it?
Yeah.
Because there weren't a lot of people there.
And so that was on the way home. Yeah, there was not a lot of people there to see the USA team play this France team who actually ended up winning the top 14 cup in Europe. So they were a really great team. And so we're just kind of like, how do people not know? And I mean, another factor of it was we were in the Las Vegas airport and you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but we were, our wheels were turning and we were making lots of decisions and, lots of great ideas were flowing there. So we're like, let's do a podcast. Can it be that hard? So that's what we decided. And
here we are.
Here we are. And I just want to add to that too, like, yeah, there's lots of podcasts out there. Like, yeah, is it that hard? We're not really sure yet because this is our first one so far. We think it's recording. But the other thing that's really kept us motivated is a little snippet. We were actually in France earlier this year. We went to watch France and Ireland play. That's another story, but we went to watch France and Ireland play, and we're driving along the French Riviera, the south of France, and we're listening to this podcast, and we're listening to a podcast, and he says, "It's now, not how." And we both laughed, like, that's a dumb saying. What kind of trouble is that going to get you into? And then we were both like, you know what? Now, not now. So it's about a month since we've been in France. We are now actually getting this thing recorded on the airwaves. Is that even anymore? I don't know. So we're excited. But yeah, that's a little bit of background of how we've gotten to where we are now. Anna and I have season tickets to go watch our local club, the Houston SaberCats. So we've got to go to one home game so far, that they played against New Orleans, and that was exciting, and fun. So we're getting to know our local club. They also have a home game coming this Saturday night. If anybody's interested in going to that, it's such a fantastic stadium. The team itself is looking fantastic, and then it's just a fun environment. They do such a good job of making it a fun place to go see a game. So we would definitely encourage you and your family to come. And after the game, you can go down and meet the players. They do such a great job, but we highly would recommend you come see the SaberCats this next weekend on Saturday, and you can check them out on their website, get tickets there. Maybe you'll see us. We'll be there.
Maybe so.
We will be there.
Well,
on the big screen too. So,
yes. Yeah. You said this. There are a few podcasts out about rugby. Most of them are out of Europe. Some really fun people talking about rugby. But I think that I'll let you answer this first, but if we wanted to tell all of the listeners, all of the millions that are listening to us right now, if we wanted them to take away one thing from our podcast, because it's not going to be like a play-by-play of every match. It's not going to be an expert talking about the rules or the play or whatever, but it is just two Americans that love rugby. What would you want them to take away from it while they're listening to us?
I just want people to understand how fun it is. I have had some of the best moments of my life with my friend here. When we've gone down this adventure of rugby, and it's so fun, and it has such a great culture. I mean, and so great in that two guys will get into a fist fight, and then 5 minutes later, they're hugging each other. They're like, "Hey, great job."
Yes.
I just am so excited about the culture it has, how it just, and we have been told it's a game that anybody can play, you know? So I see that and I understand it the more and more I watch it. But yeah, if you want to take something away from our podcast, it's going to be that we have so much fun, learning more about rugby, getting in it as much as we can, meeting as many people as we can. It's just so fun. So that's what I want you to take away. I want you to laugh and smile at the crazy things that rugby is. I hope you tag along with us because it's going to be fun.
Yes, I agree. I would say I hope that you'll want to be our friend, number one, because we're exciting and fun.
Yep.
And I think if you could take away one thing, I would just hope that you would give rugby a shot, because it is so much fun. And once you start learning about it, once you learn the reasons why people love it so much, it's a little bit different than football here in America, which we also love that too. I mean, But rugby is, it's so steeped in tradition and history and fun and just good quality, I think, lessons that they, people that have played it forever or watched it forever, love it and support it because of what it means to them. And so anyway, that's what we want for you.
Yep. That's what we want. So, here's one thing I'm going to pull into the podcast when we can. Is so Anna and I spent this morning watching Six Nations rugby. It was one of the best Saturdays I've ever spent watching rugby. So many things have happened this weekend. With this,
it was a great weekend.
It was a great weekend. And if you ever need to watch Six Nations rugby, it's on Peacock, so you can watch it there. And it'll also do replays. So if you want to catch up, you can do it there. Your Sabercats and your and our local clubs here is on the Rugby League Network. Yes. So you do have to sign up for that, but that's where you can watch those games. But so one of the things, so Anna and I don't watch the games together because life. And it's like 8 a.m.
Yes.
I don't want to be around her at that time. So one of the things that we talk the entire time on our phones. So Anna, looking at our texts over the games that we've seen this weekend, what would be your favorite text that we had after watching this exciting weekend of Six Nations?
Oh, wait, I know what it is. I'm going to find it. Hang on. I know it. Got to find it.
And it's kind of hard because, like, I mean, some of it needs some context.
Okay, hang on.
It was a lot. We talked, I mean, I'm texting her the entire time. And which means that we miss things because, like we said, you shouldn't take your eyes off the game. So sometimes it causes a problem. What'd you find?
Okay, I found it. This is from Kelly. We're watching the England and Ireland game, which is worth a watch if you want to go on Peacock and replay a game. There is a player on the England team, George Ford. And Kelly said, I feel like George Ford could be a secret something, a serial killer, a super spy, or have severe OCD. I don't know. And he does. He's very zoned in on what he's doing. And he absolutely looks like he probably works for James Bond.
Yes, he's 009, whatever his number was. Okay, and so his name's George Ford. So, yeah, I always think Tom Ford, but that's not the same.
I mean, he kind of has that vibe though.
He does though. He probably smells great when he's not playing a rugby.
Yeah.
Okay, but no. So for the one person that listens to this, please go look him up, and we would love to know. I would love to know your hot take on.
Yes.
On him. Now, I gotta go through mine and figure out. Okay, so the other thing is, like, I'm a little competitive, and I played sports. I was a sport person. And these big boys that are playing this rugby, like, when they run, like, I'm not saying I could play rugby. I'm not saying
you could. Anybody can play it.
Anybody Remember? Can play it. But, mm-hmm. There's just some moments when I'm like, I feel like I could run faster than him. So I had a couple of those instances this week where I had to text Anna and I was like, do you think I could have run faster than him? And because she is such a good friend, she's always like, of course you can. You can run faster.
Maybe that could be like, if we get a guest.
Yes.
You could race them.
But it's got to be the big boys. It can't. Yeah. It can't be the tens, the 11s.
This and
the
can be order. Arranged.
Okay, but let's play in the boundaries. Let's do that. But yes, okay. So I'm super excited to hear everybody's thoughts on Mr. Ford and then Anna did bring up that he was getting beaten up. in the game, and I was like, but don't worry, he's like, he was out spying for the Russians last week. So, let us know what you're thinking. Don't tell us to quit just yet. Give us a couple more episodes before you decide, you know, we should stick to our day jobs, which we will be sticking to our day jobs. We will
still be doing those.
And if you know of a rugby player or you know of someone that maybe we could talk to, bring on the show, ask some questions to, we would love to get connected that way. So please, you can send us a message on Instagram, Facebook, however that's going to work best for you. So we would love that.
We would love it. And we, for anyone that's listening, we're so grateful that you are listening with us. And we hope that you learn so much more about rugby.
Yeah. So give it a whirl. Like I said, this next weekend, you got your Six Nations coming back on. That's going to be on Peacock. And then check out and see where your local clubs are at, and watch those guys.
Yes. Find you a friend, like find you a Kelly, and say, let's go watch rugby.
Yeah. And when you find your friend, she's not going to do everything you want to do. But she'll do a lot.
She'll still do it, though.
She has done. Yeah. Except.
She just might not want to do it, but she'll do it.
Yeah. Except she won't speak French.
That's okay. Only one of you has to do that.
Even though she spent 6 months trying to learn it, she won't do it.
She'll drive.
Yes. She will drive and get your jacket. When you all right, guys. So that's a wrap on our first ever What the Ruck podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will talk at y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, What the Ruck listeners, thanks so much for joining us today. Check us out on our website at ruckthewhat.com. You can also follow us on our Instagram at the Rugby Mullet and our Facebook page at What the Ruck. See you next time.